මෙත්තා භාවනා is the practice of universal benevolence. Universal benevolence, which means to be interested in the welfare of all beings. There are four aspects of this meditation. They are called metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha. Metta is what I call the spatial dimension. That means you are sending out your thoughts to all beings. It is spreading out. It is also an expansion of consciousness. You are conscious of all beings, and you are spreading the thoughts of love and compassion towards all beings, thinking may all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Now that thought is spreading out of interest to all beings. There is no real metta for one individual or two individuals or even 10 individuals or just your family or your nation or all mankind or humankind for all animals and all plants, but all beings without exception, including those who are known or even unknown, and maybe in worlds unknown to us. Everywhere in space, or maybe even out of space, if there is anything or any person living somewhere. So no one is excluded in this thought. That is metta. But when we talk about karuna, which is another aspect of this same thought, karuna refers to the depth. How deeply are you interested in the welfare of all beings? The depth dimension. That means to what extent are you interested in others? Do you make any distinction between yourself and others? Or your own and others. Here, you are not making any distinction between yourself and others. Others are as important as yourself. It is the way the mother thinks of her only child. That the child's comfort and happiness is as important as her own. That is the depth dimension. And when we have developed this depth dimension as karuna, the self disappears. You have lost yourself in the interest in all beings. You are thinking not of I and you. You are thinking in terms of we. We. Just as the parents of a family think of all the children and the whole family as we, not just I and you. So in the same way, you think of all beings, and when we do that, our thoughts of self disappear. And when that happens, all unhappiness, sorrows, grief disappears. Because all unhappiness and worries and anxieties are self-centered. It is interest in oneself. So when self disappears, then all suffering comes to an end. We become happy. That is the happiness of selflessness. And that happiness is called mudita. Mudita is the name for that happiness. Now that happiness is not an emotional excitement. All these four things, metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, are not emotional states. It is the absence of emotion, because all emotions are self-centered. So it is only when the self-centered emotions have disappeared that you can have this interest in the welfare of all beings, which is a selfless interest, an unselfish interest. So when that happens, the mind is not excited emotionally. It is a state of calm and tranquility of mind. With this tranquility of mind, the mind is focused within and not outside. Because the mind is happy and it doesn't seek happiness outside. It is not dependent on external conditions for happiness, whether there is gain or loss, social recognition or ill recognition. That is, fame or ill fame, praise or blame, pleasure or pain. Your mind is not disturbed by the pleasures or the pain. You don't desire the pleasure and you don't hate the pain. So the mind is not disturbed. That undisturbed state of the mind, which is focused within, is the outside. That is called upekkha. Upekkha is that stable mind which is not moved by whatever happens in the world. Now, in order to attain this state of mind, which is having four aspects, metta, karuna, mudita and uvekha. We begin the meditation by first thinking of ourselves, because we start with our self-centeredness. We are naturally self-centered because we are dominated by emotions which are self-centered. So we start there and we gradually expand our interest to all beings. First we think, may I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. So think of yourself and practice these thoughts of kindness, compassion, goodwill towards yourself. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. First you have to begin to love yourself before you can love others. You start cultivating this love towards yourself. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Free from worries, free from fears, free from troubles. May I maintain myself in peace, comfort and happiness. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. You keep repeating this thought in your mind with feeling, not just the words, with the feeling. Imagine your whole body and mind. And spread this thought towards yourself. May I be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. When you feel that your mind is fully occupied with this thought, no other thoughts come in to disturb this thought. When you feel that your mind is fully occupied with this thought. Now you begin to think, may all beings in this room, just as I should be well and happy, may all beings in this room, whether human or not human, whether small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may all beings in this room, just as I should be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy, may all beings in this room be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings in this room, imagine the whole room and all those beings in it, not only human, whether they are small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, may all beings in this room be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Imagine that your thoughts are going out like a cloud, filling the whole room to every nook and corner. the entire room. May all beings in this entire room be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. When you feel your mind is fully occupied with that thought, you go further out. You think of all beings in this whole building. May all beings in this whole building, whether human or not human, small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may they all be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Imagine the whole building, every space in the building, all beings, visible or invisible, known or unknown, all beings in this building be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. When your mind is filled with that thought, you go further out into the whole city. May all beings in this whole city be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Imagine the whole city as if you are flying over the city and looking down and spreading your thoughts like a smoke or a cloud to cover the whole area. May all beings in this whole city be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Whether human or non-human, small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may all beings in this whole city be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Keep repeating that thought. And when you feel that your mind is fully occupied with this, you go further out to include all beings in this whole country. May all beings in this whole country be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings, imagine the whole country. As if you are flying over it and spreading your thoughts like a cloud. May all beings in this whole country be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Let me go further out. Think of the whole continent. May all beings in this whole continent be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings, whether human or non-human, small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may all beings in this entire continent be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Spread your thoughts like a cloud that fills the whole area. May all beings, this whole continent, be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Can you go further out? to include all beings on this earth, all the countries on this earth, even in the ocean, even in the lakes, the rivers, the top of mountains, in the sky, all beings in and around this earth, whether human or non-human, small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may all beings in this whole continent and whole earth, may all beings on this earth, in and around this earth, be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Keep repeating that thought till your mind is filled with this thought. No other thoughts entering the mind. When you feel your mind is fully occupied with this thought, now you spread it out to the whole universe, in all directions in space, north, south, east, west, in between, even the top and bottom, in all directions in space, without limits, without bounds, we include all beings in this whole universe. May they all be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings, whether human or non-human, small or large, far or near, visible or invisible, known or unknown, may all beings in this whole universe be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May they all be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. You keep repeating that thought till your mind is filled with this thought. When you feel that your mind is filled with this thought, you can now think of all the different kinds of worlds. Those beings who are living in the hells, the nirayas, those who are in the preta world, the ghost world, those who are in the animal world, those who are in the human world, those who are in the heavens, six kinds of heavens, and the form worlds, the formless worlds, and all beings wherever they may be, even outside these worlds, there are beings anywhere. Without exception, may all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. Now again, we go into the Karuna meditation. We begin to think of all beings who are suffering. Think of all beings who are suffering in the hells, the nirayas, those who are suffering in the world of ghosts or prisoners, those who are suffering in the animal world, those who are suffering in the human world, those who are suffering wherever they may be, may their suffering be short, and may they be free from that suffering as early as possible. May all beings who are suffering be free from suffering as early as possible. Imagine their suffering as if it is your own suffering. Just as a mother thinks of the suffering of her only child, think of the suffering of all beings and wish that they be free from that suffering as early as possible. Then you begin to think of all those who are in present conditions, either in the human world or in the heavens, the lowest heavens. All the four kingdoms and heaven of the 33 called Tava Himsa, the eighth heaven of those who are well disciplined, Yama, the heaven of contentment, Dusita, the heaven of those who are delighted in construction, doing constructive work, and those heavens where they are appreciating others' constructions. And then those heavens of the form world, where there is no pleasure or pain, but happiness and comfort or purity of mind. May those beings in those pleasant conditions also have long periods of happiness. May their happiness last long, and think of the formless worlds where there are no things to be seen, no sights to be seen, just empty space or empty perception or just nothingness or neither sensation nor perception. So may those beings in those worlds have a long period of happiness. May that happiness last long. Imagine that happiness is your own happiness, and wish that that happiness lasts long. But we know that all pleasures and pains are impermanent. They all come to an end. So you make a wish that when things in the world change from pleasure to pain, from gain to loss, from fame to ill fame, praise to blame, pleasure to pain. May my mind not be disturbed by whatever happens in the world. Let the changing vicissitudes of life change, but my mind will not be disturbed, because I do not depend on external things for my happiness. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be able to maintain a peaceful mind under all conditions. Whatever happens in the world, may all beings be able to keep a peaceful, undisturbed mind. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and happy. With that feeling of peace, happiness and tranquility, you breathe in. With that feeling of happiness and tranquility, breathe out. With that happiness, breathe in. With that happiness, breathe out. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be well, comfortable, peaceful and